Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into how to balance a break role with breakbeat surgery in Ableton Live 12, the advanced way, so your role adds pressure and movement without burying the bass line or turning the drop into a messy wall of sound. This is a really important skill in drum and bass, especially in dark rollers, Euro-leaning tracks, and jungle-influenced arrangements. The whole point is not just to add more drums, it's to create controlled momentum. You want the listener to feel the energy climbing, the tension tightening, and then the bass coming back in with real authority. Think of the role as a foreground accent, not a second drum kit. That's the mindset. If you can't clearly feel the bassline's rhythm when the role enters, then the chop is probably too dense, too loud, or too broad in the low end. So let's build this properly. First, choose the right break. You want something with strong transients and enough ghost detail to survive slicing. Classic Amen style material, a think break, or a good funk break can all work well. The key is that the source has to have some body, some character, and enough shape that when you cut it apart, it still feels like a real performance. Drag the break into an audio track and turn warp on if needed. In most cases, beats mode is the move for this kind of work, because it keeps the transients punchy and readable at drum and bass tempo. Use Complex Pro only if the source really needs full-time stretching and the break is already dense. Otherwise, beats mode usually gives you better bite. Now tighten the clip if it feels loose. Adjust the transient preservation and trim the start and end so the loop sits cleanly. You're aiming for a 1-bar or 2-bar break that still feels lively at 170 to 174 BPM, but doesn't smear into mush. Before you get too deep into slicing, build the bass foundation. This is a big one. Don't design the roll in isolation. Put the bass under it early so you can hear what the break is actually fighting with. Set up two bass layers. One is your sub, something simple like operator or wave eatable with a sine or near sine shape. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. And don't overcomplicate it. The other is your mid-bass layer, maybe a reese or a growl made with wave eatable, drift, or operator. That mid-layer can have some detune, some filter motion, and a little saturator or filter drive for weight. High pass the mid-bass around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't step on the sub. Keep the sub steady and boring in the best possible way. In darker DNB, a stable low anchor is gold. Let the drama happen above it. Once the bass is in place, loop 8 bars and check whether the bass line already feels good on its own. That matters. If the bass isn't working before the roll won't rescue it. It will just expose the problem more clearly. Now it's time for breakbeat surgery. Duplicate the break to a new track so you have one clean reference and one performance version you can mangle. If you want a more playable approach, you slice a new MIDI track. If you want more direct control, manually cut the audio into pieces on the timeline. A hybrid workflow is often best. Keep one track as the full break, another as the sliced kick and snare hits, and maybe the third for top loop fragments and ghost note details. If you use simpler, switch it into slice mode. Use transient-based slicing or 1/8 slicing depending on the source. Keep pitch envelopes off unless you want some tonal movement. The goal here is not random glitching. The goal is a controlled escalation. Now build a 2-bar roll. Use 1/16 snare repeats, double time ghost hats, a few reversed fragments leading into the next bar, and maybe one or two tiny stutters just before the downbeat. Keep the edits musical. You want the feeling of pressure rising, not the feeling of a chopped up demo. A really useful advanced trick here is to vary the rhythmic logic every couple of bars. For example, start with straight 1/16 repetition, then switch to a broken 3-3-2 style accent pattern. That keeps the phrase alive and evolving instead of looping mechanically. At this stage, pay close attention to groove and velocity. If you're working with MIDI slices, don't let every hit land at the same strength. Push the main snare accents up. Pull the ghost notes down. Change note length slightly, so the roll doesn't sound like a machine gun. If you're working with audio, use tiny fades at the cut points to avoid clicks. Balance the hits with clip gain before you start piling on processing. And if the break feels too stiff, move only the non-anchor hit slightly off-grid. Don't wreck the kick snare backbone. Preserve the backbone, then humanize the details around it. Now for some processing. Put drum bus on the break roll group and use it lightly. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe a touch of transients if the roll is feeling flat. Be careful with boom. You usually don't need much, because the bass should own the weight. Drum bus is there to blue and energize, not to turn the break into a low-end monster. If the chop feels too fragmented, follow drum bus with glue compressor. Aim for a modest amount of gain reduction, just enough to hold the roll together. A fastish attack and a medium release usually work well here. The point is to make the chopped pieces feel like one evolving phrase. Now comes the real balance work, carving space in the base. The biggest clash is usually not the break itself, but the mid-bass hanging on too much during the roll, so automate it. Reduce the mid-bass level by about 1 to 2 dB during the roll. You can also close the filter slightly, or back off the distortion drive if the roll is getting masked. Let the sub stay solid. Pull the mid-bass back a little, then let it come back hard on the downbeat after the roll. That delayed payoff matters. If you open everything too early, the drop loses impact. If you hold back just a little, the return hits way harder. You can also sidechain the mid-bass from the break roll if needed. Don't use it just for pumping effect. Use it to create a pocket. Fast attack, medium release, just enough reduction to clear the transient clutter. You want the drums and bass to breathe around each other, not battle for the same air. At this point, think about call and response. In advanced DNB arrangement, the roll should feel like an answering phrase. Bass says something, then the break responds, then the bass comes back with more force. That's the conversation. A strong structure might go like this. The first phrase is more straightforward and rolling, then the end of the phrase brings in a short break chop or a one-bar roll, then the next bass phrase arrives with fewer drum details and more force. That contrast is what makes the energy feel bigger. You can also use the roll as a phrase marker every 8 or 16 bars, but vary its intensity each time. The first version can be more restrained. The second can be brighter, more chopped, or more syncopated. That keeps the track moving forward without changing the core groove completely. Now let's clean up the frequency balance. Route your break elements to a drum bus and your sub and mid layers to a bass bus. On the drum bus, use drum bus for glue and grit, maybe a little EQ8 if the chop gets harsh, and a touch of saturator if you need more density. On the bass bus, use EQ8 to remove clashing frequencies, saturator for harmonic audibility on smaller systems, and utility for mono control and gain staging. A gentle high pass on the break roll around 90 to 140 Hz can help clear out low-end fluff. If the hats or upper break details get brittle, trim a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. If the bass feels cloudy, a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz can open up the relationship between drums and low end. Just don't overdo it. If you carve the break into a skeleton, you lose the character that made the roll feel alive in the first place. Another thing that makes this sound more pro is using clip envelopes aggressively inside Live 12. Small automated moves in gain, filter, or pan on individual slices can sound more intentional than broad processing. Tiny changes often matter more than big ones. You can also add micro fills and transition details at the end of the roll. Reverse a snare tail into the downbeat. Add a tiny muted ghost hit pattern in the last half bar. Drop in a sub hit or impact on the phrase change. Maybe add a filtered noise swell or a short ambience tail for tension. If you want a darker, more dangerous feel, make the final hit of the roll land slightly early or slightly late depending on the vibe. Early feels urgent. Late feels heavier and more menacing. That little timing choice can change the emotional feel a lot. Also, use stereo wisely. Keep the sub mono, and keep width in the mid-bass and top break elements only. A utility device first in the chain on the break group is a great move, because it gives you a fast way to check mono and trim the level. If the roll falls apart in mono, the balance isn't done yet. Now, one of the biggest mistakes people make is overslicing. They cut the break into so many tiny pieces that the groove dies. So if you're editing hard, make sure to leave some recognizable break shapes intact. A good roll still needs a few familiar contours, so the ear feels momentum instead of random detail. Another common issue is letting the roll own the low end. Don't do that. High pass the roll gently, keep the sub separate, and let the bass remain the emotional center of the drop. And don't over solo. It's tempting to keep the drums and bass soloed forever while you work, but that usually makes everything seem larger than it really is. Solo them for a few seconds, fix the issue, then get back to the full mix. DNB lives in the relationship between elements, not in isolated perfection. If the roll starts sounding stiff, remember this, shift only the non-anchor hits. Keep the backbone stable. That's the secret to making it feel human without breaking the groove. Here's a very practical mini workflow you can use right now. Choose a one-bar break and loop it at 172 BPM. Slice it into a two-bar roll using simpler or audio cuts. Build a simple bass line with one mono sub and one detuned mid-bass layer. Make the roll happen only in bars 7 and 8 of an 8-bar phrase. Automate the mid-bass down by 1 to 2 dB during the roll. Add drum bus to the break roll and keep the drive around 10%. High pass the roll around 110 Hz. Create one reverse hit into the next phrase. Then listen in mono and fix the first thing that masks the sub. That one exercise will teach you a lot. For an even deeper level, try this. Build a 16-bar drop in 3 passes. First, write the bass line with one sub and one mid layer, keeping the rhythm readable. Second, design a 2-bar break roll at the end of bars 8 and 16, and make the second one more intense using only slice changes and automation. Third, do a mix balance pass at low volume and make at least 3 micro adjustments, one slice edit, one bass automation move, and one processing change on the drum group. That's the whole game right there.